Broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center, it's the Kids Business Expo. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in once again to Business Radio X, where we help get the word out about you and your business. Reporting live from the Kids Business Expo 2015 here at the Cobb Galleria Center, I'm Ryan Redhawk alongside my co-host Max Cantor. Hello, Max.
Hello, Ryan.
Well, we got some exciting guests here to interview at this time. I'm very honored to introduce Mary Margaret O'Neill and her father, Gabe O'Neill. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank
you. And you guys are here representing our founders of Kids Are Heroes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very good. Tell me a little bit how that got started.
So when I was 9 years old, we were learning in my science class about endangered animals, and I didn't know that there were so many. So I told my dad I wanted to help animals. He said I want to help people and the environment too, so that's how it came together. So what we do is we feature kids all over the world who are doing amazing things to get other kids inspired.
That's great. And so how long has this been going on?
Well, since I was 9 and I'm 16 now, and I always make people do the math. So.
Okay. Well, Max, you're better at math than I am, so you'll
what
figure
that. What is that? That's 7?
Yeah.
7 years? Wow.
7 years. A good job.
Yeah.
How did you develop the name Kids Are Heroes?
Well, actually, that's a good question. Nobody's really ever asked us that, but it was something that when we just started seeing what children are doing, and we wanted something that was different and something that was kind of catchy, I think it just came to me, and I said, Mary Margaret, what about Kids Are Heroes? And I think she was 9. She said, I don't like that, Dad. Of course, right? But after a while, I think we figured it was all the, Twitter was open and the website was open, and really, if you look at what's going on in this expo right now, and you see the kids in our section in the Young Leader Summit, every single one of them is an incredible hero. These kids are blowing people away with their speeches and what their causes are and how passionate they are about it. So when I say kids are heroes, I mean really that kids are absolutely heroes, at least the ones that we're working with. And we're trying to get all the other kids involved so that they can become heroes too. Mm-hmm.
I see your slogan here is every child has the power to change the world. Who came up with that slogan?
Well, again, this is, when Mary Margaret and I did this, it was supposed to be like a father-daughter project, and we just worked on a lot of things together, but taking us out of it, we've seen a lot of what the other children are doing. Mary Margaret is a hero herself. She's been featured on the site 5 times, but she's one of 460 kids that we feature. And what we see, that we see the incredible impact that these children have on their peers, in the world, and especially within themselves. And that's mm-hmm. the message that we tell parents, is that it's great that they're helping the world out, but the effect that they're having on themselves, I mean, Mary Margaret has been on the Ricky Lake Show. She's spoken in front of 500 entrepreneurs and got a standing ovation when she was 12. She's met Richard Branson. She's been in international magazines. And she's one of 460 kids. All these kids are excelling this way. Mm-hmm. So when I say that, the kids have not learned that they can't do it yet. We as adults, we have that thing, no, that's just too hard. The kids don't know that they can't do it, so they go ahead and do it. And so that when I say all kids have the power to change the world, it means absolutely that.
Yeah, no doubt. What are some of the day-to-day operations that you get involved with, Mary Margaret?
Well, we've been planning about this event.
Lots of planning.
Yeah, for planning for the event, looking at the heroes, searching, doing, just thinking of more project ideas. I'm a junior in high school, so things are a little bit crazy right now. I'm hoping over the summer to do another project sometime soon, again with animals, because I have a huge passion for them. Mm-hmm. But, I just help my dad bounce off ideas, and,
You also speak to a lot of people.
Yeah, I go to schools and speak, and I do speeches.
A lot of times people will call us and email us, say, our school would like to meet Mary Margaret, and so how can we do that? So we have their students send in questions, and we videotape the answers for Mary Margaret. So what we really see that is a natural extrapolation of what we're doing is in schools. And Mary Margaret, wherever we are, whether it be this event or and also what we've done is she started networking at a lot of the different local meetups with Pro Networker and mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So she's one of the only 16-year-old in the group. But this is another thing that. You guys do. That's what a lot of people do here in Atlanta more than I've ever seen, because we just moved here. But she's actually the only 16-year-old in the group, so she's networking about Kids Are Heroes and meeting people that way, and learning, you know, becoming how to do that, learning how to do a networking in the right way at an early age. So there's just so many different things that she does get involved with.
Out of all the projects, Mary Margaret, that you've participated in, what would you say it was your favorite or the most impactful?
I really liked my Black to Blue project I did a couple years ago. I did that with my best friend at the time, Emma, and another one of my neighbors wanted to join too, my other best friend, John. So we raised like $5,000.
You raised $750. You actually raised more for Music for Life.
Okay. Anyways, I raised $750 for the animals in the Gulf of Mexico. So what we did, we would sell these, like, silly bands were popular at the time. We'd put them in bags and, like, sea creature silly bands and raise money that way and take donations. And we went to a zoo one time. We set up a table raising money for it. And that was my favorite project. I really like that one.
That sounds great. I have a bit of a dog training background, and dogs are my favorite animal. Mm-hmm. And so I work closely and volunteer with some local rescue organizations and helping, you know, dogs find homes and fostering dogs. So tell me some of the things you like to do and what particular animals you like to work with more.
The otter is my favorite animal.
Otter.
I love sea otters and river otters. When I went to the aquarium about a month ago, I completely freaked out because you could get so close to them. And I was really like, yeah. So the otter is my favorite. And I want to be a marine biologist once I...
Wow, that's a lofty goal for sure. And otters fall into that category.
Yeah.
So you can spend more time studying otters closely.
Exactly.
And they have such funny animal-type attitudes and behaviors. They certainly are engaging animals, too. So going back to your website again, it's www.kidsareheroes.org. Is that right?
Yeah, with two E's and heroes.
Two E's and heroes.
Yeah,
and you guys have a Facebook page as well, and that's facebook.com/kidsareheroes, again with the E. And you're on Twitter as well, twitter.com/kidsareheroes. Is there any other information about your organization you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, we just invite parents to sit down with their children and look at the stories and have the children drive. What it's all about is about the kids being the boss. They pick the story that they like, and they get their passion, find their passion through the site. They start doing things themselves. Then they get nominated, and now they're starting to influence children all over the world. So that's really what that's really what we're all about.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, for Ryan Redhawk, I'm Max Cantor, joined here with Gabe O'Neill and Mary Margaret O'Neill from Kids Are Heroes here at the Kids Business Expo 2015. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.